Good afternoon. Good evening, everybody. How are y'all doing? Good to see you. Glad you're here. A little thinner. I think we have some visitors who are going to pop in. So you've got a sheet in front of you. I'm going to give you some notes, just a quick points, and then we're going to dive into a table activity. And we are now getting to the point where our geographic scope is going to expand. And as you can see in the back of the auditorium here, as I'm pointing toward it, we're going to be working with this map over the next two lessons. And everybody has one guess who created that map. And it wasn't me. Okay, there you go. Bingo. That's everybody's answer. Had to be Les. Okay, and he did it with four colors. Only four colors he did that. So, but I do appreciate Les doing that. That was some work, but I'm sure he enjoyed doing it. So, very good to be together. Let's start with a prayer. And Joe, can you lead our thoughts as we start?
Heavenly Father, thank you for this time that we have here together. We pray, Lord God, that everything we do tonight be pleasing to you. Pray that you would please be with all those who are sick of our number and all the shut-ins. Pray, Heavenly Father, that you would guide us today and help us to learn these things and apply them to our journey in reading the Bible and to see how all these things interact, geography and all the things that we're learning. We pray and ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. So, remember this last week we put it up, Table 5, Olivia. We put this up last week and we talked about these are the ingredients. And it's not limited to the book of Acts or to the Gospels. It's really true of everything in the Bible. But it's especially true when you see the events unfolding in the book of Acts and the spreading of the gospel. What did we say about how these ingredients work? Hi, how are you doing? You can take a seat here at table number one. So what strikes you about these ingredients? How do they all work together? What would you say? What's the operative element here? Yeah, the providence of God. That's the energy force here. And it's like we said that God is like the chef using all of these ingredients. So first thing I want to share with you as we get into this spreading of the gospel to the Gentile world, and think about we've really been limited in scope. You know, you think of the Old Testament, you think of Israel, but so far we've looked at a lot of material that is really just Palestine-based. But now it's going to get outside of Palestine to the Gentile world. So first point is that God actually combined, think about this, God combined certain people at certain places to create certain events that would lead to the spread of the gospel and salvation of souls. Pentecost, Philip preaching in Samaria, Philip and the eunuch, Peter and Cornelius, on and on and on. That's what you see. And in a lot of what we know in the New Testament, is that statement only limited to the New Testament era? No.
No.
Absolutely not. And I want you to see how that the book of Acts vividly demonstrates how this happens, but it still happens. Second of all, when it comes to this spreading of the gospel to the Gentile world, note that it's Acts 10 onward, the account of Cornelius. Now, we already plotted that on these great maps that are on the windows over here last week. Cornelius being preached the gospel, Peter preached the gospel to him. And so it's Acts 10 onward, and so we're going to be focusing on Acts 11 onward tonight. And understand that though the gospel was going into Gentile territory, among the Greeks and the Romans, that the first carriers of the gospel, most of them were Jews. Not all. Evidently Luke was not. But Timothy was, Paul, and so many others, Barnabas, etc. Silas, raw indication. So the base of operations was often the Jewish community in a certain city, and the synagogue. And so you see that base has to still operate. And here's something that's a little bit lost. When you look at the history after the New Testament, a lot of Hellenistic Jews kept receiving the gospel. Among Hellenistic Jews, Christianity grew among them. And by Hellenistic Jews, we've talked about that recently in the last quarter. What do we mean by Hellenistic Jews? Jews who lived in Greek territories. Barnabas was one. Paul was one. And so these are Jews that had grown up and had a lot of cultural characteristics from the Greek areas. So a lot of them kept receiving the gospel. So understand, the gospel kept working among Jewish people for a long time. And not everything that happens is recorded in the book of Acts. And so that's why you have this emphasis from Acts 10 onward with the Gentiles, because it's trying to make that point. Does it mean that it was not still happening among Jews? Another point is that there's a lot of focus on Paul's role. We've got these maps in our Bibles and in this atlas about the journeys of Paul. And that's okay. We're going to talk about the journeys of Paul. That's what we're going to be working with. At least some of the tables we're going to be working with the journeys of Paul tonight. But though Paul's role is so focused upon in Acts 13 onward, Paul hardly ever worked alone. It was fill in the blank. Paul in Timothy. Paul in Silas. Paul in Paul and Luke. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on. You've just been studying Philippians, right, with Earl on Sunday morning. Paul and Epaphroditus, Paul and Timothy. He's got connections and relationships with those co-workers. And so he virtually never worked alone. I've got an exception up there, Acts 17, 14 to 17. Paul spends a short time in a city, a significant city, by himself. What city was that? Athens. And he's waiting on Silas and Timothy to catch up with him. And that's when he delivers the sermon at the Areopagus or Mars Hill. Even in Acts 27 verse 1, Acts 27 verse 1 is about Paul embarking on his journey from Caesarea to Rome as a prisoner. But Acts 27 verse 1 says, as we were about to depart, even on his journey to Rome and the shipwreck and all that, Luke was with him. So and when you look at the letters of Paul, he's constantly talking about his co-workers. Constantly. I think Paul would bristle sometimes how we organize things. We're going to study the journeys of Paul. Paul would go, excuse me. There were other people with me. And they were just as important. I think that would be his position on that. Because you see that reflected in his letters. Look at Romans chapter 16. And yes, it is people involved in the movement of the gospel. Paul and Barnabas go into southern Asia Minor. Paul and Silas and Luke and Timothy go over into Macedonia. But it's really Christ moving from place to place. Jesus says in John 14 verse 23, if you love me, you'll keep my word. And my father and myself will come and make our home with you. When people heard the gospel and accepted the gospel, they were accepting Christ. They were in the kingdom of Christ. Christ was ruling in them. And so understand that it's not just Paul and Barnabas going to these places. It's through Paul and Barnabas, through the gospel, that Christ is being spread, as the Holy Spirit confirms what they're teaching and what they're doing. Okay, good points to think about as we go into these activities. So you've got a sheet of paper in front of you. Each chair has one in front of you. And this is what we're going to be working at on tonight. We're going to break up into segments the movement of the gospel. Yes, Paul's three journeys are important, but also what happens in Acts 11 with the spreading of the gospel from Palestine up to Antioch is very important. And so let me just go ahead and make this point, because it can really confuse people, because these are highlighted. In Acts 11, group one's going to work with Acts 11. I'm going to get more people for you all. In Acts 11, the gospel goes from Palestine up to Antioch. Antioch's one of the most important cities of the ancient world at this time. It's on a major river going in the Mediterranean. It's a gateway to the east. This is Antioch of Syria. On Paul's first journey, he's going to go to Antioch of Pisidia, which is over here in Asia Minor. So Antiochus, several Seleucid rulers were called Antiochus, and so their names are spread in a lot of different places. And so the first group's going to work with Acts 11, and then we're going to do the first journey of Paul, second journey of Paul, third journey of Paul, and then the journey to Rome. So this is how it's going to break down regarding the tables. Okay, I'll get to that in a second. You've got that. We'll talk about that. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to take a section of the book of Acts. You're going to take a section assigned to you in the book of Acts, and this is what you're going to do on this map, okay? First of all, I want you to label the main cities and places mentioned in your assigned text where the gospel went. I just mentioned Antioch of Syria. It also went to Philippi. It went to Thessalonica. If you can't determine where a city is located, skip it. No problem. What I want you to do is create a label using your white cards. There are white cards at your table. Write about, 12 or 13, 14 point. Don't write it too big, but not too small. Cut it out. And with thumbtacks, right here on this table, tack it on this board. Now, those of you working on Paul's second and third journey may be dealing with the same cities, and you may come back here to label Thessalonica, and somebody else has already done it. It's okay. Just nod and go ahead. Go forward. Just throw yours aside. So we're going to have a little overlap there on places. That's okay. And listen, I've got this up. Don't kill yourself. You're just looking for the major places. If you leave a place out, no big deal. Okay? So I want you to pin up the locations and then take the string that you've got at your table and link it. Just like your atlas shows lines going from place to place in the gospel moving about, I want you to take that yarn, that string you've got, and I want you to connect the different places where the gospel goes, and then you can use a thumbtack. Doesn't matter whether you use thumbtack or pushpin. You can use a thumbtack. The thumbtack works better for the yarn, okay? Then here's what I want you to do. You have a colored card at your table. Pink, yellow, blue, whatever. I've got extra cards there, but you only need to take two cards. And in that reading that you're going to be assigned, pick out two events that happen. Write a sentence summary of each of those events, one on one card, one on the other, and then put those on the map. Okay? So if you have Paul receiving the Macedonian call, he's right here. You want to put that card right there. Paul comes and preaches in Corinth. You want to put that right there, that card right there, or somewhere nearby it. Don't cover up somebody's city or something. Label. But those are three things you're going to do. You're going to label the places where the gospel went. You're going to show the movement with the string. And then you're going to pick two events from your reading and create a summary card about that event. Any questions about how that works? Again, you're taking your string. You've got string and you've got scissors. And you're showing and you're connecting where people went like that. All right, any questions on those three things that you do? Now, you've got in front of you the different texts. Table number one, you're going to do the movement of the gospel to Antioch. Table number two, you're doing Paul's first journey, which covers from Antioch to southern Asia Minor. Table three, you're doing part of Paul's second journey. Table four is doing the second part of Paul's second journey. Table five is doing the first part of his third journey. Table six, the second part of his third journey. Table seven, you're doing the journey to Rome. Now, you'll see on the screen that I actually have listed every verse that mentions a place. That is a guide. Don't feel obligated to label and use every one of those places. But do include the major ones. So that's your assigned text. Okay, questions? Any questions? All right, I'll come around. Note on the screen and on your handout the Atlas references that you can use. Again, don't knock yourself out. trying to label every single place. Some of you, like group one and sort of in group two, you don't have that many, but group four or group five and group seven, you have a lot of places. So don't kill yourself on labeling every one of them. All right, if you just have a little bit left, go ahead and go to the pews and you can come back and finish it after we wrap up tonight. So let's go ahead and take our seats in the pews.